Model Test 10. Section 1, Listening Comprehension, Part A, Directions. For questions 1 to 5, you will hear a monologue of a famous chess master. While you listen, fill out the table with the information you've heard. Some of the information has been given to you in the table. Write only one word or number in each numbered box. You now have 25 seconds to read the table below.
I got my first glimpse of artificial intelligence on February the 10th, 1996. At 4:45 p.m. EST. When in the first game of my match with Deep Blue, the computer nudged a pawn forward to a square where it could easily be captured. It was a wonderful and extremely human move. If I'd been playing white, I might have offered this pawn sacrifice. It fractured black's pawn structure and opened up the board. Although there did not appear to be a forced line of play that would allow recovery of the pawn, my instincts told me that with so many loose black pawns and a somewhat exposed black king, white could probably recover the material, with a better overall position to boot. But a computer, I thought, would never make such a move. A computer can't see the long-term consequences of structural changes in the position, or understand how changes in pawn formations may be good or bad. Humans do this sort of thing all the time. But computers generally calculate each line of play so far as possible within the time allotted. Because chess is a game of virtually limitless possibilities, even a beast like Deep Blue, which can look at more than 100 million positions a second, can go only so deep. When computers reach that point, they evaluate the various resulting positions and select the move leading to the best one. And because computers' primary way of evaluating chess positions is by measuring material superiority, they are notoriously materialistic. If they understood the game, they might act differently. But they don't understand.
That is the end of Part A.